Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we are live and on air. Unfortunately, we're not hosting the full show today, and we're going to have to end the show here early. Just want to let everybody know that we've kind of run into some unforeseen circumstances today that do not allow us to do the show at this time today. So what we're going to do is try and have our show tomorrow. We want to wish everyone love, light, and the best. But we're going to go ahead. We have one caller in the queue. We're just going to take you here, and then we're going to go ahead and end the show. So please don't forget to visit howpsychic.com for all of your private reading needs. You can have private sessions with myself. A lot of great prices over there, and you get a lot of time and energy for your buck. Okay, our caller tonight is area code 860. First three digits are 461. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go ahead into your question.
My name is Susan. I'm calling from Connecticut. This is my first time calling in, so I really don't know what the show is about.
Okay. Well, I answer specific questions here psychically on air, and it's about spiritual awareness and helping people get wisdom. And what I do is, you know, like I said, I answer your questions. So if a person wants to know something in particular about their life, they ask a question, I answer it for them based upon what I also receive in messages from the spiritual world. Okay?
Okay. So my question would be then, at times I feel very open and I receive energetics, it feels like from angels,
yeah.
And other times I don't. So...
Okay,
my question
okay.
is, and even in meditation, how I can connect more.
Okay. Well, I understand here. And one of the ways you can connect a little bit more is by having faith on that inner gut instinct and that drive inside of you. And I think you kind of realize that. But also, sometimes it's not fully within our control when it happens and when it doesn't happen. It's more... We don't have the control of that switch to turn it on and off, but what we do have control over is making sure here that we actually can filter what comes in, how we deal with it. That's what we can control, okay?
Okay, yeah.
So my best suggestion to you is, you know, just realize that it's a learning experience, and it's always going to be a learning experience, no matter who you are or how advanced you are in the field, you know, whether you're just starting out or if you've been doing it for, you know, 40 to 90 years. It's something that, you know, we're always learning, we're always growing. So just enjoy what experiences you have as far as the lessons that you learn from them, and try and perfect your method of how you receive by noticing the commonalities and what are the common threads between, you know, what you receive and when you receive them. Okay?
I also noticed that, like, I knew it's feathers. Like, the other day I was really picking up on good the energetics.
Yes.
And I was walking, all of a sudden I noticed a feather speared into the ground. This happened to me before. And I always pick them up and collect them.
That's always good.
It wasn't just laying there. It was actually speared. Like, you know, feathers don't have a point. So it must, you know, I don't know how it stands up like that.
Well, some feathers actually do. It depends on the kind of animal that it's coming from, in particular what kind of, you know, bird type species. Okay. But normally what this means is that you're looking for freedom. Birds are also messengers. So look at the symbolism behind, or research the symbolism behind what birds mean, what feathers mean, because it's all about freedom, spiritual messages, travel. Okay. Sometimes the spiritual answer is also the practical answer.
OK. Okay.
All right. But yes, collecting feathers is always good. So you're welcome. Just know that sometimes feathers can indicate negative impending things at times, but most of the time they are, you know, positive, and always collecting them is good because you can always, you know, use those spiritual connections. All right?
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, and for anybody that's looking for spiritual help, training, psychic advice, any kind of spiritual wisdom or spiritual counseling, you can visit our website at howpsychic.com. That's howpsychic.com for all of your private reading needs. And we have a lot of great specials over there, and so just check it out. That's howpsychic.com. I'm going to go ahead and end the show now. We want to wish everyone listening in and tuning in to today's show. Namaste, love, light, and good night.